The pain of bad health. My heart attack at age 51 was excruciating. It was also an eye-opener. I immediately changed my eating habits and bought into the practice of daily exercise. The pain of hard decisions. Wanting everyone to be happy and making tough decisions were incompatible tasks. I learned that good leadership is disappointing people at a rate they can stand. The pain of financial loss. A bad investment decision cost us greatly. It wasn't fun selling my assets to cover it. It helped me to be more careful in risk-taking. The pain of relationship losses. Striving to reach my potential has separated me from friends who had no desire to grow. As I developed new friendships, I learned to build relationships with growing people who wanted to take the journey with me. The pain of not being number one. In one job, I followed a wonderful founding pastor who was greatly loved as a leader. I was never as loved or respected by some people as much as he was. That taught me humility. The pain of traveling. My career has kept me on the road. It taught me to value my family and motivated me to make the most of our time together. The pain of responsibility. Leading organizations and having many people depend on me has required me to think of others' well-being, continually create new content, keep my calendar full, and constantly meet demanding deadlines. This has been very tiring. But it also has taught me a lot about priorities and self-discipline. What have all these painful experiences taught me? To let my discomfort be a catalyst for my development. Growth is the best possible outcome for any negative experience. How to turn your pain into gain. If you want your bad experiences to keep you not only from doing the same silly things, but to also lead to significant growth, I suggest that you embrace the following 5 actions. 1. Choose a positive life stance. Life stance is a term used to describe people's overall frame of reference, the set of attitudes, assumptions, and expectations people hold about themselves, other people, and the world in general. It comprises, for instance, people's attitudes toward money, assumptions about their health, and expectations for their children's future. The product of any person's life stance is their overall way of looking at things, whether they tend to be optimistic or pessimistic, cheerful or gloomy, trusting or suspicious, friendly or reserved, brave or timid, generous or stingy, giving or selfish. If you can maintain a positive life stance, you put yourself in the best position to manage bad experiences and turn them into positive growth. Family therapy pioneer and author Virginia Satir observed, "Life is not the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it is. The way you cope with it is what makes the difference. You cannot control much of what happens to you in life. However, you can control your attitude, and you can choose to rise above your circumstances and refuse to allow negative experiences to undermine who you are and what you believe. I have come to adopt a positive life stance because I believe it gives me the best chance to succeed while putting me in the best position to help others succeed. To a large degree in life, you get what you expect. Not always, but most of the time. So why would I want to expect the worst?" 2. Embrace and develop your creativity. The people who make the most of bad experiences are the ones who find creative ways to meet them. They see possibilities within their problems. I believe that creativity begins at the end of your comfort zone. When you feel the pain of bad experiences, creativity gives you the opportunity to turn that pain into gain. The secret of doing that is to use the energy that comes from either adrenaline or anger and use it to solve problems and learn lessons. When you have a bad experience, instead of letting it discourage you or make you angry, try to find a way to let it prompt your creativity. 3. Embrace the value of bad experiences. It's always easier to see something positive in a negative experience long after it happens. It's difficult to meet the negative experience in the moment with a positive mindset. However, if you can do that, you will always be able to learn something from it. Where there is no struggle, there is no progress. Facing difficulties is inevitable. Learning from them is optional. Whether you learn is based on if you understand that difficulties present opportunities to learn and treat them accordingly.